Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. It's good to be back. It's hard to leave Eretz Yisrael, but good to be back with the Chevra. We're going to, today and the following 2 weeks, from now until the end of Chodesh Elul, I look forward to spending three shiurim looking for usable strategies for real tshuva drawn from classical ancient Sfarim. And I want to start with one of the most classic of all texts of Rishonim about Hilchos Tshuva, and that is the opening parak or two of the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. And this text is often looked at as a sort of more of a limud, something to perhaps inspire or to dig into the lumdus of Hilchos Tshuva. It's said that there were places in Litza, Brisk, and elsewhere where they took the path of the Rambam, divided Hilchos Tshuva into 10 prakim, as an indication of one should learn a parak a day over the course of a Aseres and a Tshuva, which already, if that's the case, gives you a sense that this is not meant to be merely analytic, but it's meant to be practical. And I want to take a look do that right now. We're not going to maintain a pace of a parak a day, but if you want to do that over the course of a Aseres and a Tshuva, or you want to start now and learn a third of a parak a day, Dan to Yom Kippur, certainly an excellent idea. I want to, as a chabura, open up at the beginning of Parak Aleph, and let's see where it takes us. Let's see where it takes us in terms of understanding tshuva, and let's see where it takes us in terms of practical, usable strategies that we can implement in our own lives. So here at the very opening of Hilchos Tshuva, Rambam begins the first parak, second parak, every section of the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. He crafted a compendium of all of Torah Shavua Peh, all of Mishnah, Gemara, Yerushalmi, and Tosefta, put everything, reorganized the contents of the classic works of Torah Shavua Peh into 14 Sfarim. Each Sefer is subdivided into 4 or 5 or 6 different topics, Hilchos this and Hilchos that. So, for instance, here we are in Sefer HaMaza, the first of the 14 Sfarim, and we are in the fifth of the 5 sections. First section is Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the foundations of Torah, which looks primarily at many of the Ikari Amuna, many of the core ideas that of our faith. So, we're now looking at Hilchos Tshuva, which is the last of the 5 sections of Sefer HaMaza. And every section of Halachos will open with what a statement by the Rambam, a brief list, what's the mitzvah or what are the mitzvot out of the 613 mitzvot that will be featured in this particular topic. Sometimes it's many, sometimes it's few, and that comes even before the first parak. Here the Rambam opens Hilchos Tshuva. This line might not appear in the Sefaria edition. If you have a print edition of Rambam, you'll have this. Mitzvot Hilchos Tshuva, Rambam writes, Mitzvah Aser Achad. Hilchos Tshuva encompasses just one mitzvah. Not 5, not 10, not 27. One mitzvah. What's that mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of Hilchos Tshuva? She yashuv hachote mechet'o lefnei Hashem v'yizvadeh. That chote, one who has sinned in the past, one who has making mistakes in the past, to turn away to do tshuva, to move away from his chet in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he needs to say vidui. He needs to talk about, he needs to articulate that he feels terrible. Pashut shot. Okay. The other Rambam goes on to say, he'll typically, after the list of mitzvahs, he'll typically say, Be'er mitzvah zu, or Be'er mitzvah zeilu, the elaboration of these mitzvahs will be the prakamele in the following chapters. So here it's a unique twist. He says the elaboration of this mitzvah as well as foundations of our emuna that go along with it will be in the following prakim. That's because not all of Hilchos Tshuva is about tshuva alone. There are several of the ikari emuna which the Rambam reserves for Hilchos Tshuva. Most ikari emuna, as I mentioned a couple of moments ago, appear in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, but several of them appear in the middle and the end of Hilchos Tshuva. Bechira Chafshas, free will is in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva. Towards the end of Hilchos Tshuva, Rambam talks about reward and punishment in this world and the next world.
talks about Olam Haba.
So the Rambam says the Hilchot should be dedicated to a rabbi of his mitzvah, of tshuva, and this and the various core concepts, free will, reward and punishment, and so forth, that that are uniquely connected to the idea of tshuva and of change. The question is, what exactly was this mitzvah? So this seems sort of like a compound. You should do tshuva, and you should be mitzvadeh. So you're going to change your ways, and you're going to give an accounting to HaKadosh Baruch. That's really sort of interesting. Yeah, this single mitzvah is sort of a compound mitzvah. And then it becomes even stranger when we turn our attention to the very next line. And if you follow along with Safari edition, is maybe the first line. This is definitely the first line of Perek Rishon. So the Rosh Hashulah, Perek Rishon, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam typically will open up the many prophets. The first step with a statement of here is a mitzvah, and then let's elaborate on it. That's what he does here as well. But let's read carefully. Call mitzvah Shabbat Torah. All the different mitzvahs in the Torah. Ben Aser, Ben Lof Aser. Whether it's a mitzvah to say, a mitzvah to sit in sukkah, a mitzvah to shake lulav, a mitzvah to wear tzitzis, a mitzvah to give tzedakah, a mitzvah to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a mitzvah to daven, or it's a mitzvah to Lof Aser. I should not eat bacon, I should not speak Lashon Hara, I should not insult other people, I should not be Mechal Shabbat. With all the various mitzvahs in the Torah, both mitzvahs, positive and negative, the do's and the don'ts, in Avar Adam al-Achas Mehen, don't be the don't in the Shabbat. If a human being violated any of the mitzvahs, whether it's mitzvahs Aser, mitzvahs Aser, and whether it's the Zadman for Shabbat, regardless of whether I did it on purpose, or it was inadvertent, when this person does tshuva and returns from his mistake, returns from his error, returns from his sin, he is obligated to be mizvada. He is obligated to recite a vidui in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema, isha isha ki yasmu kol chatos ha'adam l'omar ba'ashem. How do I know that the Jews required to say vidui? This is after all the Pasuk and Parshas Naso. That's where the mitzvah of tshuva appears. The Pasuk and Parshas Naso. Chumash writes, if you have a Chumash handy, you can even take a look. And it's the beginning of the fifth chapter of Bamidbar. Ish or isha ki yakim o chatos ha'adam l'mah ba'ashem. The man or woman commits any of the averis. It's a violation of my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yashmo nefesh v'hi, I'm guilty of sin, v'hiz v'azulat ha'tatam, asher asu, perek hey, pasuk zayin, that Jew has a requirement to recite a vidui. And in that particular case, like we're just talking about, you also need to bring a cover. The Rambam says, and like the Mishnah points out, the Midrash and Halacha comment this way, that the poor mitzvah is, whether I'm bringing a cover or not, v'hiz v'azulat ha'tatam, asher asu, I have a requirement to recite a vidui over the sin which I had committed. That vidui dvarim. That means a verbalized vidui. Vidui that mitzvah zaseh. And that vidui is a positive mitzvah. So what do we see? So it sounds pretty similar. Tshuva, vidui. If you read carefully, you notice there's a key difference. The several stories I'm talking about. In the opener, the Rambam said, and when he was just sketching out the thumbnail of the mitzvah say achas that comprises the tshuva, we had been a little bit troubled. It seems like a compound mitzvah. To do tshuva plus to recite vidur. But he turned here, if you read carefully, he didn't say there's a mitzvah of doing tshuva at all. He said, kishiyata tshuva, when a Jew does tshuva, his mitzvah is, chayav lehus adar b'nei kel baruch hu. I have a requirement to recite vidur. That's interesting. In case you missed that point, the mitzvah is only the vidui, he stresses that again. In the last one we read, vidui is a mitzvah say. The vidui is a mitzvah say. Not the tshuva. The vidui. So what's the Rambam trying it? First he presented the tshuva as a compound of, the mitzvah as a compound of tshuva plus vidui. Then he actually begins to dig into the details in Perek Aleph.
The mitzvah is vidui. If you're doing tshuva, that's when Yeshua is not vidui. It's strange. First thing that's strange is just, it seems to have shifted his definition. The second thing that's strange is that tshuva is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah of tshuva is not to do tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva is to recite vidui. Vidui is so significant. I would have thought, vidui is like a detail. You do tshuva. There's a whole process of change. In the second parak, Rambam will get to what are different aspects and elements of doing tshuva. Vidui is one of the elements of doing tshuva. There's different things to feel, different things to say, different things to do, to not do, to change behavior. You know, so one of the ingredients in the recipe of tshuva is saying vidui. It's strange enough that in the initial presentation, the Rambam presents it as a parallel to tshuva, and now it took over. It's the entire mitzvah. Unusual stress on vidui. Vidui isn't something we necessarily think of often in our own minds as being so incredibly significant or essential. And then beyond the seeming contradiction, number one, and number two, the sort of strangely central role of vidui, there is a third question. And the third question may help us put everything into perspective. The third question is, what do you mean a mitzvah of tshuva? What do you mean a mitzvah of tshuva? You mean, there are 612 other mitzvahs in the Torah, and then mitzvah 613, right over here, is a mitzvah of doing tshuva. Rambam counts this mitzvah as one of the 613 mitzvahs. So I understand. Let's say a Jew had been careless about Shmiras HaLashon. Be careless about Shmiras HaLashon in terms of not being careful enough to speak with Shon Hara about us. Or you'd be careless in terms of not using language to insult others, to demean others. And now he's going to change. So do you need a mitzvah of tshuva to tell you you have to change the way you speak? Probably not. Right? The lotha say of not speaking Lashon Hara, the lotha say of not being insulting, not engaging in Onoah Zivarim, that alone, that is a mitzvah of tshuva, of course. Even if I violated Lashon Hara yesterday, I better not violate it tomorrow, because the Avera of Lashon Hara demands that I be careful tomorrow. I don't need a new mitzvah of tshuva, change what was from yesterday. If I recognize that, you know, I'm Baruch Hashem, for better or worse, I recite Brachos Rishonos out of habit. So it's not as good as reciting them thoughtfully. It's certainly better than not reciting them at all. But I realize that although I am, you know, pretty on top of reciting Brachos Rishonos before I eat food, whether with, you know, ideal quality or sub-ideal quality, but I am saying those Brachos, I realize that I stop and think of it, you know what, I often don't, I get distracted after I eat, I don't even recite a Brachos Rishonos at all. Because, you know what, I have to change. Why do I have to change? Why do I have to make sure that I say Brachos Rishonos tomorrow? Well, I have to make sure that I bench after supper tonight out of breath. Do I need a mitzvah of tshuva to tell me I have to change that? No. I have a mitzvah of a chaltuv b'tzavat erechta. Every time I eat, I have a mitzvah to bench. If I didn't do it yesterday, the mitzvah is still in force, and it's going to require me to bench today and tomorrow. That's really sort of the third largest question here. What do you mean mitzvah of tshuva? Of course. The other 612 mitzvahs require that I act appropriately. If I didn't act appropriately yesterday, they will require to act appropriately today and tomorrow. And that might be exactly why the Rambam doesn't really present the mitzvah of tshuva. The fact that if I didn't bench yesterday, I better make sure to bench today. I only have a mitzvah of tshuva for that. That's a mitzvah of chaltuv b'tzavat erechta. The fact that I spoke Lashon Hara yesterday, that I should be careful not to eat Lashon Hara today. Yeah, that's the mitzvah also. Say, well, say, let's rachil b'amecha. Just because I violated yesterday does not mean I should violate today. That's, many explain, that's what the Rambam doesn't really present in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, isn't that the mitzvah of tshuva? There's something subtle, though. So what is the mitzvah? The fact that I need to make sure to get better about my benching, to get better about my Shmiras HaLashon, to get better about what I watch and what I see and how I speak and how I act, those are the other 612 mitzvahs. What's added by this mitzvah? It's a mitzvah of vidui. Vidui is fascinating because vidui, as I mentioned before, we tend downgrade the significance of these. I mean, it's, you know, one of the steps, one of the ingredients, maybe one of the strategies of tshuva. It's a mitzvah. Kishiya, let's read the language around them again. Second or third line of halacha. Kishi, whatever that there, the mitzvah that I ignored, the avera that I violated, it was out of carelessness, or it was worse, it was, I was aware that I was doing the wrong thing. Whatever the situation is, when I do tshuva, the tshuva I need to do because of whatever that particular erev halacha demands that I act better next time. When I do tshuva, when I'm engaged in a process of growth, of personal change, of becoming a better person, a better Jew, there's a separate mitzvah, chad lehitzvah dos, I need to verbalize. This needs to be a conversation. That's a remarkable thing. It's a really remarkable thing. A Jew is talking changing. I really am changing. I recognize that I've made mistakes. I recognize I need to polish olives here. I need to change certain aspects of my routine, certain aspects of my behavior, certain aspects of my attitude. And I'm making changes. I'm planning. I'm noticing when he's changing. And I'm starting to strategize how. And Rav Hashem making changes. Rambam says, wow. Don't miss the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah seim in Torah. What's the mitzvah? So just like you had supper, fantastic, don't miss the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah seim in Torah. Benching, if you're so too, if you're engaged in growth, in personal change, don't miss the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. The mitzvah d'oraisa of articulating your process of change. Articulating the process of growth. Articulating my feelings. Articulate in Takar, verbalizing them Takarish Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah vidur. Don't just do it in your head. Speak your tshuva. And let's take a look at how the Rambam describes what vidur is. Then we can think over what this means and how this is powerful. Kate said, let's continue along with Rambam. Rambam says, this requirement to articulate, to verbalize the process of change, that's a mitzvah say, vidu is a mitzvah say, ketav mitzvah des. How do you go about reciting vidu? So it gives us a sample vidu. Omer, Ono Hashem, chotasi, avisi, pashatu, vanecha, sisi, kach vakas. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I sinned, and I did such and such. I mean, you don't say the word kach vakas, you don't say the word such and such, you fill in the blanks, whatever particular veil it is. That I've been struggling with, and I'm seeking to change. I did the wrong thing, I did X. I did the wrong thing, I've been careless about my brachos achronos. I did the wrong thing, I've been careless about the way I trash other people verbally. The harein yichamti, and I've taken stock, and I feel bad. I've changed my perspective. Both to the mountainside. I'm embarrassed what I've done. And I plan to never return to this activity again. So you're articulating your feeling. Not only feeling within a shame, a sense of guilt over what I've done, and a desire to change and a commitment to act differently next time, I actually verbalize that. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I've sinned. I did X. And I feel, number two, here's how I feel about it. Here's what I feel about it. And number three, here's my plan for the future. Here's my commitment for the future. But to speak it out, that's very powerful. It's very powerful not only because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's how Machuyev to do it. Rambam says, it's a pasuk in the Chumash. Pasuk in the Parashat Nosa, I'm Machuyev to do it. And if you stop to consider, you can begin to understand why this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Because this is incredibly powerful. Sometimes we do. Often we feel bad about, you know, mistakes we've made. We feel bad about choices that we've made. That happens often for a thinking person. How often have we not only thought about it, but spoken about it? Perhaps we, at times, speak to other people about it. Often we don't want to speak to other people about it. We can always speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. And I can be as explicit as I want to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time in the world for me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always keep my confidence. I have no concern whatsoever. It goes without saying. And I have discretion, I'm breaking with confidence. I'm embarrassed. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will keep your secret. Elaborate on the obvious, because it's important for us to recognize that. It is an extraordinarily powerful opportunity. I'm struggling with the chet. I'm struggling with the mistake. It is a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. I did want to do it. I didn't want to do it. I want to do it again. I don't want to do it again. I shouldn't. Back and forth. Talk about it. I know there may be times when it's appropriate to talk with other people about it. It's always appropriate to talk with Kadosh Baruch Hu about it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always available to talk about it. Besides the fact that I'm expected to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu about it, and I'm talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu about it as a mistake. It clearly, the talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu about it, the verbalizing will always be only thoughts, taking it from Machshava to Dibur, clearly allows me to think it through more. As would be the case in a therapeutic setting as well, so getting it out in the open. It's also clear that making it more tangible by articulating it verbally instead of it merely being thought, that also makes it much more substantial. And it's probably more likely that I will actually act on it, that I'll think it through thoroughly, I'll take it to the next level, it will all be just fleeting thoughts. And I'm more like, if I can verbalize my commitment about tomorrow instead of merely thinking about it, it'll make it that much more substantive. Some find writing to be very helpful in terms of making the thoughts more tangible. If that works for you, matzobanam. Verbalizing psychological is certainly a mitzvah of the right that's expected and clearly very valuable. And not only is it the verbalizing part, it's also important to recognize it's the Lufnei Hashem aspect of it. The fact that instead of merely being something that I feel I'm working through between me, myself, and I, this is something I'm working through with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to bring the messiness of my life and present it before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the language of Lifnei Hashem. Very powerful terminology. And where do we, Lifnei Hashem usually is used in Chumash to indicate some degree of the geography of the Mikdash, whether it's in the Azara, the Harabai, sometimes Yerushalayim, but to do, to eat something with Lifnei Hashem means eating something in the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash, to bring a carbon with Lifnei Hashem means it's bring the carbon in the Mikdash. And here, this easily is described as being Lifnei Hashem. Where? Go back to the first line that we read. He should be shot from his chet before God and to recite these. How do you read that? Does that mean his chet was lifnei Hashem? Perhaps. But perhaps it also means that by saying vidui, I'm transforming the tshuva into a I'm being shoved. Lifnei Hashem. My tshuva is Lifnei Hashem. And that explains what Vidui is not just a detail. It is an important strategy. It is an important ingredient in the tshuva process. But it's not only a part of the tshuva process, it also takes, in the sense we spoke of before, that by verbalizing, articulating, I'll make it more substantive, and I'll think it through more, I'll take it to the next step, and more likely to stick, more likely to act, that's all true. And it's also true that Yidui transforms the tshuva into a tshuva lifnei Hashem. No longer just, I'm trying to change. It becomes a part of my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about a relationship with a person in my life. But in a situation where I've done things to damage that relationship. But sometimes there's a certain degree of work that has happened personally. But at some point you have to open the conversation with the other person and apologize, and seek to rebuild the relationship, whether I'll do it myself or we do it with therapeutic support. But obviously, rebuilding that relationship ultimately is going to be conversations between myself and the other person. Tshuva is not only, I'm changing, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. It's not just, I'm going to start benching. It's a recognition that I'm going to improve and polish my relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects me Kadosh Baruch Hu takes pride in me. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects of me to be refined in the way I speak, to be sensitive in the way I speak. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects me to appreciate what I have and to recite Birkas HaMazon after I eat. And I'm going to have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the change that I'm going through. Because it's not only that I'm now doing this mitzvah, what does a mitzvah mean? What does the word mitzvah mean? Mitzvah is a commandment. HaKadosh Baruch, it's not just I'm supposed to bench. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me to bench. It's not that I'm not supposed to speak Lashon Hara. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me. I'm one of his children. He expects of me not to speak Lashon Hara. So if I'm doing tshuva on a mitzvah, on a command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to me HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me not to do what? And I violated that. Not I did the wrong thing. I violated HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations of me. In that case, doing tshuva is not merely changing behavioral patterns. It's changing behavioral patterns in order to enhance, repair and enhance my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. So articulating tshuva is not only the cathartic value and the tangibilizing value of, you know, verbalizing what would otherwise be merely mental thoughts, but it's taking this and making this not just about doing X or not doing Y, but it's transforming my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By taking my tshuva, what Vidui does, and it makes it a tshuva lefnei Hashem. Not just between me, myself, and I, it's between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I would say something to work on over the coming week is to think about trying this. Something that may feel a closing thought in terms of how one would go about doing Vidui. Sometimes they feel uncomfortable. So sort of sit there and talk. If it, one can develop the comfort to do that, or it can be for now in the midst of Shmoneh Esrei, in the midst of Tzila. But to speak of that, as the Rambam says, we close with the following line: Kol ha-marvel is vadosu marich b'inazai reza meshubach. Kol ha-marvel reza meshubach. Language doesn't have to be limited to just a couple lines. I can elaborate on the Vidui, obviously, to the extent that I want. The more, the better. And the language called Marbar Ezim Meshubach is, of course, reminiscent of Yitzhiyas, deeper Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, and for good reason. Because, indeed, as both mitzvahs are not of verbal mitzvahs, but the point isn't just to have recited a certain text. The point is to accomplish a certain goal, specifically a relationship goal, a conversation between generations, deeper Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, in order to relay a sense of emunah, a sense of relating to Klal Yisrael. And here in Vidui, it's a conversation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is meant to repair and enhance our relationship with Him and our sense of having a relationship with Him. Wish you all a productive day. Look forward to seeing you later on. Kol Tov.